humbly with your God. The office is located just steps from the beach on A1A Beach Boulevard, just south of the St. Augustine Pier. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have each and every day as we face the issues. It is our prayer and desire that you tune in each day, that you are edified, encouraged, educated, and challenged by the issues that we discuss. We're going to be talking about an issue today that I believe, my opinion, is the top news item across the nation. If not, my question is, why not? We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the issue today, conspiracy to overthrow America. Tulsi Gabbard has just released hundreds of documents that were heretofore called classified so that they would be sequestered and kept away from the eyes, the ears, and the understanding of the American citizens as to what took place in 2016 when President Donald J. Trump was running as a candidate for the first time for the 45th president. And then after his election, what happened? What took place? You all remember the Russiagate mindset, where the Marxist media hawked the false, phony, fake news for the folks that were behind that, Hillary Clinton, the DNC, Barack Hussein Obama, Joe Biden, which was then vice president, and I could go on and on and on. That's what we're talking about today. So let me do this. I've not done it before, but let's limit our issue communication today to that subject, to the very subject. Not out in left field with other thoughts, but simply, what are your thoughts in relationship to this question? Should Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, James Comey, John Brennan, James Clapper, and others that perpetrated the fraud, the hoax, and the conspiracy on America to try to overthrow an American election and to overthrow an American president, do you think they need to be caught, tried, convicted, and put in prison? Second serious question today, will the Republicans have the spine, the backbone, the tenacity, and the continuum to do that? Or will they want to simply get some kind of commission to investigate it so that 2-3 years from now, when the Democrats are back in power in the House and the Senate, it will go to naught, go to nothing. Then the Republicans could say, well, we tried. What are your thoughts? How should this be handled? Do you think it is serious? Do you think it is still something? I recall for years and years and years talking about it on the broadcast. And we're all called spreaders of disinformation, misinformation, and conspiracy theorists. We were all laughed at, mocked at, censored by the media, censored by the different social media platforms, censored and called disinformation and misinformation, challenged, chided, and put aside and said, be a good boy, sit back, say nothing. We're in charge. I've always called them the thugs with badges. And we're seeing that today, ladies and gentlemen, coming to the forefront with truths, with evidence, and with facts that we've not known heretofore. So that's our broadcast today. That's the issue today. But ladies and gentlemen, as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we've all known, I'm going to say about 10 years now, that the 2016 election and as well as the 2020 election were manipulated by the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party. And both Obama, auto-pinned Biden, we were called names and put aside and cast aside and laughed at and mocked at. But we know the truth. The Bible says the truth shall make us free. That's a statement that Jesus made to his disciples in John 8:31-32. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, the Bible makes a declaratory statement about the word of God. Thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God that endures forever, according to Psalms 117 and the second verse. Ladies and gentlemen, truth is still the major factor for life. By the way, it was the secularist George Orwell that said the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I think we've been experiencing that for the past several years, and yet today we still see it and experience that. It is the truth of the Word of God. And ladies and gentlemen, I find it absolutely not just fascinating, challenging, and reassuring. Numbers chapter 32 and verse 23, but if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sins will find you out. I laugh simply because what we're seeing today that Tulsi Gabbard has brought to light ought to be something that Christian conservatives and patriots are reassured by. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line, ladies and gentlemen, of the hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment and the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier, 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. On that top of that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open, 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Looking at headline, government documents prove Obama, the Democrats knew Russia had no impact on Trump's first election. Gabbard releases, that's Tulsi Gabbard, releases daily briefing from 2016 showing confirmation of the facts that they didn't prevent years-long conspiracy intended to undermine the duly elected president. Further in the article, it states, remember all the Russia collusion claims that just before President Trump took office in 2017 and continued the claims afterwards, the years of special investigation, government officials making wild claims, media sycophants echoing the claims, all of those claims about Trump's campaign colluded with Russia. Evidence now shows that the conspiracy was triggered by Hillary Clinton's desire to distract America voters' attention away from her scandalous behavior in which she posted government secrets on an unsecure private computer server set up that she had set up and worked with an opposition research team, some lawyers and some foreigners, on the plan to undermine Trump. The top-level Democrats in America, from Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and down, knew that Russia, the Russians, did not impact Trump's victory in the election. It comes from a report marked for the president only and dated December 8, 2016, shortly after Trump's victory. I'll read one brief paragraph, then we'll take our callers. Shortly after Trump's victory, before he took office, the document, a presidential daily brief, was declassified by Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard and had top intel agencies confirming, quote, we assess the Russian and criminal actors did not. In other words, they make the decision. The assessment is the Russian criminal actors did not impact recent U.S. election results by conducting malicious cyber activities against election infrastructure, end quote. There's a whole lot some more. I've probably got 40 or 50 documents in relationship to that with the facts, figures, details, dates, time, chronology of what had taken place. I believe we have Congressman Hill on the line. Congressman Hill, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, what we're seeing here recently with Tulsi Gabbard releasing that information, stating and clearly showing that the whole idea of the Russian influence in our election was bogus and was put together by Obama and all of those surrounding him. What's interesting about all this, Dr. Youngblood, is you and I know, and I'm sure a lot of other Christian nationalists know, by the way, I love that term. That
yeah, they I do there. Too.
They thought it was going to be derogatory, but instead it was a badge I wear with pride, that a lot of other Christian nationalists knew that the whole Russiagate thing was bogus. We knew it from the beginning. Just like we knew that there was election interference by the Democrats in the 2016 and 2020 election, we knew that. And those on the left, in particular the media, was saying that we were wrong when they were the ones who were lying through their teeth the entire time. But it goes even further, Dr. Youngblood. You know, here's Tulsi Gabbard releasing the facts that Obama pressed this, and along with those who were surrounding him, his upper echelon, they were all for it also. But there were other intelligence agencies who said, no, that's not accurate. But they ignored those and impressed it anyway and went so far as, Dr. Youngblood, as to hire a special counsel, who was that, Robert Mueller, mm-hmm. To put together a report that he spent more than a year on, I think close to 2 years, on his investigation, which came up with a bogus conclusion. But here's the thing. Robert Mueller and his lawyers, all surrounding him, got paid millions of taxpayer dollars to put together that bogus report. And then there was Bill Barr and Durham. I forget Durham's first name now.
John Durham.
John Durham. Mm-hmm. Who were supposed to have been going through all this and clarifying things, and they did nothing for 2-3 years. Just let the clock run out. And in the meantime, they got paid millions. Mm-hmm. All of this is coming to a head now, Dr. Youngblood, and I'm hoping that we can find some justice here. But as we are seeing here just recently, it is hard to find a Clinton or a Obama-appointed judge who will actually do justice, but instead will follow the Democrat narrative, who will follow the Democrat ideology, and come up with a wrong conclusion instead of what is actually justice.
Absolutely. And Congressman Hill, if I can make a little footnote to what you've said, with the Mueller report that was, I believe it was almost 3 years and $40 million. With the John Durham report, it was a little over 2 years and a little over $9 million. And yet the finding was bogus, to say the least. But here's my question. How should we respond? Let's just say common, ordinary citizens, Christian, conservative, and patriot citizens. Should we be excited that this has been found and we're going to finally get justice? Should we be concerned whether or not there will ever be a trial? Should we be concerned about whether or not the Republicans will have backbone enough to fast-track this and get the work done and prosecute them, put them in prison? What are your thoughts as far as the end result? Will we see real justice is my question.
I hope so, Dr. Youngblood. It's hard to say. The reason why I say that is we're going to need congressional help, particularly those in the Senate. And those Senate Republicans have proven that they don't have the backbone to do what is always correct. None of this should have taken place initially if Mitch McConnell had stood up and not been a never-Trumper, but simply did what was right. But he did not. He allowed this to go on. Other members of Congress did also. Of course, we knew the Democrats were all in on it, but there should have been Republicans who would do what was right, but because of their hatred and their dislike of President Trump, instead of the rule of law, they allowed it to go on. So are we going to see justice? I'm hopeful because Mitch McConnell is moving on. We're seeing that Senator Thune seems to be willing to do what is right when we're seeing the passage of the Big Beautiful Bill and the rescission spending package, which happened recently. So it gives you hope that perhaps we're going to see justice done in America. But again, it depends on these. What I'm understanding is that already this has been assigned to some leftist judge in D.C., which is notorious. They have given themselves a reputation for being notorious of, instead of doing true justice, they follow the Democrat leftist ideology and their hatred for Trump.
Absolutely. Congressman Hill, I'm thankful that you've taken a few moments to touch base this morning, and let's talk about this. One other thing before we let you go. Looking at a headline, there must be indictments, Tulsi Gabbard said, about this treasonous conspiracy directed by President Obama. The National Director of Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, said Sunday, there must be indictments in connection with this treasonous conspiracy. Now, here's my question. And I've read behind so many on this issue, some are saying, well, we ought not to call it treason because it doesn't meet the standard of treason. We ought not to call it a conspiracy because, after all, these people were led by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, and they followed what they had been told, and all of them were what I call, out of every department in American justice, I call them thugs with badges. So my question is, can this be considered treason? In your opinion, is it considered treason? And by all means, can't we call it a conspiracy based on what we're finding now?
Absolutely, to both, Dr. Youngblood. The Constitution of the United States defines what treason is. And these were people who were acting against a sitting president with lies, with untruth, which they knew would undermine his administration, meaning that an attack on the president in this manner is an attack on the United States. Mm-hmm. And it is called treason in the Constitution. Here's the thing we have to look closely at, Dr. Youngblood. The penalty for treason is death. Mm-hmm. So if we were to find any of these people who have committed treason, found them guilty of treason, the penalty is death. So the next question is, are you going to have the backbone to do that, to impose the death penalty? I doubt it. Most of these judges are going to give them, 5 years, 3 years, and then they're out in 4 months. Mm-hmm. If even that would happen. But what should happen is fines and penalties to claw back all of those millions, tens of millions of dollars that U.S. taxpayers paid for these bogus reports to come out.
It's not only the money, and I'm concerned about that, and I think it needs to be clawed back. I think there needs to be justice, and I think, as you said and affirmed in your own mind, as I believe, it is a conspiracy. It was a conspiracy. It is treasonous. But ponder for a moment how many lives were upended as a result of the prosecution. For example, General Flynn, Roger Stone, yes. And I could go on and on, Papadopoulos, and multitudes that were caught up in the net simply because they were in the Trump orbit, caught up in the net, and their lives literally destroyed as a result of it. How do you repay a person, give a person back his life? How do you give a person back his reputation? How do you make things right for people like General Flynn and others that have been crushed as a result of it? One, and his name eludes me at the moment, well-dresser, pristine in his outfits that he would wear. And they got to the point where they were trying him, that said he was wearing $25,000 suits, et cetera, et cetera. Put him in jail, and all he was in the orbit of President Trump, and they used the lie, the fabricated dossier called the Steele dossier that Hillary Clinton, the DNC, paid for. There was an absolute fabrication from start to finish. All of that was used, and the media hawked that. So how can America ever go back to the point that we have confidence in our leadership, i.e. Those that are in charge of the CIA, the FBI, the DHS, et cetera, et cetera? How can we ever place confidence back in that leadership when we've seen this take place? And it's been now covered for, what is this, about 10 years? So I'm thankful that it's being uncovered, and I pray that it can be brought to light, and there can be some prosecutorial spine for those that are in leadership today. I'm thankful that Trump is in the Oval Office. I'm thankful that we, the people, have the privilege to have the truth made known. I'm reminded of Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer. When he was being burned at the stake, he screamed, "Truth shall prevail." And so I believe that. I believe what the scripture says. I believe that truth shall prevail. And that was his screaming cry as he was dying. And it's my prayer today that truth shall prevail. So Congressman Hill, thank you so much for taking a moment with us today. And God bless you.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, and God bless you. I believe we have Woody on the line. Woody, go over with your question or comment, please.
Hello, Pastor. Mike Hill is just a wonderful guy. I'm glad you had him on. You have combined the comments this morning to two questions. The one deals with whether Hillary Clinton ought to go to prison, and the second, whether Republicans have the spine to prosecute them. Well, I'll give you both answers. To number one, it's yes, and to number two, it's no. So unless you want to talk about things in the weeds, I guess I'm finished with my comments. But I think it's an interesting weed we need to talk about James Comey and his connection to, oh boy, here goes a real weed, why Mandami went back to Uganda. Boy, is that a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
That's a teaser for you, but...
Yeah. Well, let me run something by you and get your take on it. I'm looking at an article that says, "I've never in my life seen intelligence community declassify proof of their own crimes against American people. The evidence is astonishing." And it gives about two or three, four or five blobs, points here. U.S. intelligence admitted Russia did not hack the 2016 election. We were told that over and over by the Marxist media. We were told that they had proof. In fact, your favorite character, Adam Schiff, Adam Schiff on several times by television interview, he was being interviewed by the House, et cetera, et cetera, and he would say each time, "We have stacks and stacks of evidence. We have all of the proof that Trump was a puppet for Vladimir Putin," and yet we find now that he, as others, have lied continuously. And now with Adam Schiff, he's been caught up in the fact that he was deceptive in borrowing money under false pretense, getting financing on houses, whatever it may be. So my question is, will there ever be a potential of American citizens being able to place faith and trust in the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, et cetera, et cetera? Sure, we have some, I think, good people in there now, but what's the future tense when we see that this has been so well covered and so well orchestrated for the conspiracy to take place and the media be the hawkers for it, to cover for it? Do we have a change in media? Do we have the same media, the same type media? Do we have the same type mindset in the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party? So with those fragmented questions, the bottom line is, from the Christian conservative patriot standpoint, what should we expect?
Nothing. You wanted simple answers. Nothing. here's why. Bear with me now.
Okay.
There is a connection between James Comey and Mondambi going back to Uganda, and it's rooted in this. We hold these truths to be self-evident. But what is self-evident, since we keep dealing with a molecular level and don't get back to the bigger picture, is this bigger picture statement from the Bible, 1 John 5:19. We're of God, but the whole world lies under the sway of the evil one. Mm-hmm. Democrats are liars, and Democrats are just one finger of a giant hand of evil that is in this world doing the things that you've talked about for years with your very accurate dispensational theology, your understanding that we're in the final days, your understanding, as I've heard you say, that we're actually under God's judgment.
Yes.
Falling slowly, and that America is really, eventually, what's left of it's going to be lined up with all the nations, other nations of the world at some point, going against Israel. That is the bigger picture. All we're seeing is what is self-evident. This is an evil world. Evil rules America. And as Peter Drucker said in his wonderful book, The New Realities, in the early 90s, when we turned our back on God officially and went off in the direction of the Bill and Hillary Clintons and then the Barack Obamas and the Joe Bidens, we went through a mountain pass through which we will never pass again. America changed intractably in the 90s, and there's a yes. whole lot to discuss, but not on the telephone in the limited time that you have. But we did. We changed intractably, and I can show you a document that would open your eyes to that. Maybe we'll do it in private one day. But it should be self-evident to every person that claims Christ that we're in a fallen world. America is now fallen, and if we think that we have an improvement in the things ahead with Republicans stepping up to the plate and changing things, you're smoking pot, because it's not going to happen. We're under the illusion that things are getting better. Donald Trump, I believe, is a move of God in history to temporarily interdict the judgment that has been decreed on this country by our Heavenly Father and to give the world and specifically America a warning about good and evil, because we've been at the molecular level too long and never pulled back to the simple world of God where there's good and evil. And those who belong to the Father understand evil because they read the Word of God and they know what it is. The rest of the world is under the sway of the evil one. And so we've got a brief period now where Donald Trump is doing things that is dividing things between good and evil. These things are self-evident. And you can see the hellish nature of those who are Democrats and those aligned with them that are totally opposed to Father God. The unregenerated human heart hates God. It's why they hate the Jews, because the Jews remind them of the God who they hate until they are regenerated. I think it's really simple. It's that simple. And here is the Mondambi thing. Why has he gone back to Uganda? Because the people, it's only temporary. It's the people that control these things that are going to create chaos in this country very soon, incredible social disorder. When Donald Trump refuses to let him back in this country in 30 days, what's going to happen? Can he do that as the executive? We have had manipulations behind the scenes since the 30s and J. Edgar Hoover, and a plan that was that I have knowledge of, let's put it that way, from things I've done in the past, that interdicted those people who threatened a particular process of American government. There are people that we know about, and I'm not going to mention on the air, that have been openly assassinated, that were the extrapolation of that plan. In the 90s, that plan was inverted. Instead of going against the enemies of America, there were people in place.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. I'm
sorry. No, our time is up for the top of the hour news break. If you want to hang in there, finish this conversation after the news. But let me wrap it up by simply saying this. I believe that each of these that were involved need caught, tried, convicted, and they